Matthew chapter 15. Then the Pharisees and experts in the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat bread." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For example, God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever speaks evil of his father or mother should be put to death. But you say that if someone tells his father or mother, 'Whatever help you might have received from me has been dedicated as a gift to God,' that man does not need to honor his father or his mother. And so you set aside the word of God for the sake of your tradition. Hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching human rules as if they are doctrines.'" Then he summoned the crowd and said to them, "Listen and understand. What goes into the mouth does not make a person unclean, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles a person." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard this saying?" He answered, "Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted. Let them go. They are blind guides of the blind. And if the blind are guiding the blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter replied and said to him, "Explain the parable to us." Jesus said, "Do you still not understand? Do you not understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated in the latrine? But whatever comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. That is what defiles a person. To be sure, out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, sexual sins, thefts, false testimonies, and blasphemies. These are the things that defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a person." You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.